USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Excitement is building ahead of Monday's solar eclipse. It's the first total eclipse here since 2017 and will be the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is completely covered by the moon, will occur in over a dozen states. Administrators in one Pennsylvania school district say they'll dismiss classes early Monday, thanks to the eclipse. John Schaefer has more.
They say it's being done out of an abundance of caution, as the eclipse is happening around the time schools normally would dismiss. Officials say many students won't have the special eyewear needed to watch the eclipse safely. Allentown Middle and High Schools will dismiss at 11:30 a.m., and elementary students will get out at 12:30 p.m.
Over the weekend, millions in the Northeast were still feeling aftershocks from Friday's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Since then, there have been several minor aftershocks, including some early Saturday morning. Those all registered as being below 2.0 on the scale. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there are no other reports of damage beyond what happened on Friday. The governor of Maryland says that he'll push to have the Port of Baltimore back open and operating by next month.
It is an aggressive timeline, but we are going to work around the clock to make sure that we hit this timeline.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Governor Wes Moore said he's not quite sure how much it will cost. The governor plans to visit with lawmakers in Congress this week to consider more federal funding for reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It collapsed 2 weeks ago after a massive cargo ship hit it, killing six bridge construction workers. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency is warning of the risk of a major nuclear accident after a drone attack on Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant. A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency was able to visit the Russian-controlled site after the attack, which involved explosions and gunfire. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The Federal Aviation Administration now investigating after a Houston-bound Southwest Airlines flight had to return to Denver on Sunday. About half an hour after taking off from Denver International Airport, the Boeing 737 made an emergency landing after an engine cover came loose and damaged part of the right wing. Emergency responders met the passengers on the runway, and the travelers soon boarded another flight that landed in Houston about 2 p.m. There were no injuries reported. Inflation causing another U.S. store to close, USA's Laura Winters reports.
The popular West Coast-based 99-cent-only store closing all 371 of its locations due to inflation and rampant theft. The store is operating in four states, California, Nevada, Texas, and Arizona. Liquidation sales ongoing. Some 1,400 employees will now have to find other jobs.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is letting President Biden have it on immigration, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Joe Biden has created this open border policy that has allowed illegal immigrants into our country to appeal to and to appease the far leftists in hopes of trying to win their support while at the same time destroying the country that he's in charge of.
Texas and the White House remain at odds in a legal battle over which agencies are allowed to enforce federal immigration law at the border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.